Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, friends. Nike is launching a line of swimwear for women who wear hijab. Called the Victory Swim Collection, it features a one-piece head-to-toe swimsuit priced at $600. For women who can't afford that hefty price tag, the collection also features several cheaper garments, including a hijab, a tunic, and leggings. Those range in price from $40 to $80 a piece. Nike is responding to increasing participation in athletics by observant Muslim women all over the globe. Its first foray into the market was in 2017, when it introduced its $35 Pro hijab. That lightweight, secure head covering solved some of the difficulties Muslim women athletes often have with hijabs on the running track, the basketball court, and the boxing ring. Typical head coverings are often made of cotton, and they don't breathe that well. They're hot, and they can fall off. Wired reports Nike's $35 hijab was so successful that it was the seventh most searched for item of women's fashion in 2019. And while that original hijab performs on land, it doesn't fare so well in water. The difficulties of covering the whole body have made swimming one of the hardest sports for Muslim athletes to participate in. Arab women and others who prefer modest fashion are weighed down in the water by multiple layers of loose clothing. Tops and head coverings often balloon up around swimmers, which can feel unsafe and certainly slow down competitive athletes. So Nike designers took on a challenge that turned out to be much harder than it first appeared. It took Nike 55 different iterations over 18 months to develop this new swimwear. It had to be light, but not skin tight. It had to shed water quickly so that a swimmer getting out of a pool didn't wind up sitting in a puddle. Garments, especially the head covering, had to be both breathable and secure during swimming. Not an easy task. Nike's getting a lot of press for introducing the new collection, but it's not the first company to wade into this underserved market. This year, for casual swimmers, Speedo introduced both a full-body modesty suit and a separate hijab. And both of these name-brand companies followed in the footsteps of numerous small startups in the U.S. and abroad, which began designing full-coverage swimwear several years ago. The fact that a multi-billion-dollar global brand like Nike is introducing this collection may make a statement about the company's support for diverse women athletes. But it's also a business decision. Trade publication Retail Dive reports that over the last couple of years, Nike has been introducing new performance products like a yoga line intended to attract new sets of customers. And it's been upping its investments in products for women. Those products have been growing at double digits, outpacing growth in the rest of the brand. Anything Nike does to court women and people of color, however, comes with some level of irony. Since the middle of last year, Nike has been under fire to increase diversity in its workforce and to solve issues of pay inequity and alleged discrimination. This spring, it issued a report suggesting that it had made significant gains in workforce diversity and pay equity, but CEO Mark Parker admitted at the time that the company had not yet done enough. And so observers of Nike will be watching this announcement and the February appearance of the hijab swimwear collection in stores with great interest. Hey, thanks for your ears every weekday morning. We're taking the next 2 weeks off, and we'll be back with you on Monday, January 6th. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown. We wish you the happiest of holidays and a joyful new year. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.